or rather industries which feel they have been let down by government, it has to be the alcohol and tobacco industries. And I mean, you mentioned this in your bulletin, Sandile, whereby, I mean, yesterday we talked about how our finance minister was delivering his 2022 budget speech.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he mentioned that the alcohol and tobacco industry will actually be paying 8% more, or rather drinkers and smokers will be paying 8% more for their choice of drink and tobacco product. And I mean, they have come out to say, but look, this is not what we expected as the industries, because we were also affected when alcohol and tobacco was stopped from being sold.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not only people who actually drink that we're affected, also people who sell these products talked about, or rather mentioned, their losses and their suffering when it comes to them not being able to sell their product.
I mean, that's very true, actually. You know, I think for me, with the whole thing about the cigarettes, in as much as I don't smoke, I am sympathetic to people who do smoke. I do understand that it's just an addiction that is not very easily shaken off. But at the same time, I'm like, if you keep on increasing the prices as well, people are going to start buying these things illicitly. And now if they buy it on the illegal, on the black market, then it's just going to make the problem even worse. And I mean, we had a stage during the hard lockdown when cigarettes were banned and alcohol was banned, where people started to buy illegal products, you know, to actually get their fix. I mean, we do have as well the South African Tobacco Association, Transformation Associations, or Alliance rather, the South African Tobacco Transformation Alliance's Zakaria Mutsumi, who says that, you know, consumers will have to buy cheaper cigarettes, and that's available from the illicit traders. Mm-hmm. And as well, what you think about is that some of these illegal products are not really designed with filters or, you know, just to the proper, you know, SABS approved standards. So I think for me personally, this is an on goal. I think it is unfair. They must get the money for taxes somehow. But also, I mean, I did a story earlier on, it took at 1 o'clock, for instance, about the shortfall of 213 billion rand in terms of revenue collection by SARS. This is an own goal because, you know, the government decided to impose a ban, which then restricted the collection of taxes, I could argue.
Yeah.
You see, so then that in itself is just a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem indeed. And of course, both the industries, that is the alcohol and tobacco industries, have actually revealed, unfortunately, that thousands of people will lose their jobs in these sectors. Look, we are on social media. We'd love to hear from you. You can hashtag the Eagle Trip.